Welcome along to a very special edition of the ITV Racing Podcast, where we are doing the Stewards' Cup draw, and we are doing this live. I'm Emmett Kennedy, alongside Matt Chapman, who will be in the thick of the betting ring just before the main race live on ITV at 3:40. It's a guaranteed £250,000, £155,000 to the winner. Matt, if it was you up there, where would you want to be drawn?
Makes no difference. Basically, history, the draw, this is all kind of an irrelevance. You only have to look You only have to look at recent results of this race to know that the draw really doesn't make any difference at all. And we sit here and we go through this process. What you want is the fastest horse, and that will be the thing that will make the difference between winning this race and losing this race. And as we've seen, the market as well, because everyone will tell you that this is an impossible race to win. And then you just have a look at the huge gambles that have taken place in recent times. Magical Memory, Dashing Star, absolutely punted off the boards and hacked up. So basically, this is all great fun, but it will make no difference to the result of the race on Saturday.
We have had three winning favourites in the last 10 years, which is at least something.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's an easy race to win. It's an easy race for punters.
But there's been a 40-1 winner, a 50-1 winner, a 25-1 winner.
Of course, there'll be roughies in there. But, you know, the key this year is the ground is consistent.
Yeah.
So everyone knows what they're going to run on already. Obviously, you'd quite like to be drawn against anything that might front run. But it's a cavalry charge, and there's never no pace in the Stewards' Cup. To come in after a Stewards' Cup and say, you know what, we've lost this because there was no pace where we are, you're making an excuse for your horse not being good enough. So at the moment, we've had a few out the draw. People have tended to go high so far.
Yeah, very much tended to
go that way. First out was Reputation, who got 28. Barrington, named after, of course, Barry Hills, is 24. Musika is 22. Mahoob is 23. Watchable, 27. And Open Wide, who ran at Windsor the other day in a small field and didn't get any sort of pace to run at, who will love this big field. He's in 16. So what we are learning already, Emmett, is the trainers are believing high numbers is the way to go because they don't want to go low.
So to be fair, you were saying about, you know, there is no bias here. There is, you don't have to be, by the way, Matt just, it's so warm, it's so hot that Matt is using the microphone, the ITV.
Usually I have someone to fan me, but on the podcast there seems to be some monetary issues.
Oh, that's going to be
Ed's
mic later
on, isn't it? And the fan lady hasn't turned up. Oh, man, indeed.
That's going to be Ed's mic later on, isn't it? And he's not going to know. Yeah. Fantastic stuff. So, yeah, it has to be somewhat interesting because if you look back at that Juvenile race yesterday, that Feeling Glorious one, where she burst through the field, but you also remember the Al Shakab horse switched round and then came up the stand side. There must be some feeling then amongst the trainers that the stand side is where you want to be.
I mean, look, they're going high, so obviously that's what they believe. But how many times have we seen this before? And in the race, they've got it wrong. I mean, honestly, trying to guess where the pace is going to be with this lottery-type draw that we're having at the moment, I mean, if I was a trainer now, I would have marked down before the draw who the front runners are. And if the front runners are drawn amongst each other, I'd be looking for a draw among them, whether they're high or low. We've got George Bowen, who's a good stick in these types of races at 12. The handicapper has been horrible to George Bowen in recent times. But the handicapper tends to be horrible to horses.
Absolutely.
And particularly horrible to George Bowen.
And of course, George Bowen, my final furlong podcast, and ITV colleague Kevin Blake bred him, so he'll be watching
interest. We have got people on the phone near us. Who are you representing?
Declan Carroll.
And what draw are you looking for? You were hoping high or low?
Well, middle to high, but just depending on what the front runners are, it's kind of altering.
Right. What's your name?
Joanna Mason.
Well, Joanna, we wish you well. Right, okay.
Taking your advice, so,
yeah.
Matt.
No, but
waiting for the pace.
To be honest, this is very like Joanna's got someone on the end of the phone, probably her old man or family or something, saying, look, we're watching renewals of the Stewards' Cup and you want to be drawn in one. But anyway, so that's Joanna. We've got all the press here.
Let's talk about George Bowen briefly because he's come from the Wokingham and has since come out and won. The Wokingham tends to have a very good record of producing winners of this race as well. And Spring Loaded has been the market leader. So how do you think the market is going to be affected by the draw, given the fact that you think it's a nonsense?
Well, I don't think it will be affected that much. Look, Foxtrot Lady and Spring Loaded are the two to really concentrate on as far as the top of the market is concerned. But remember, we're going 8-1 the field here. It's not like we've got a 6-4 favourite or something. Foxtrot Lady is drawn in stall 9. So if everyone decides after the draw that you do need to be high and that's where the pace is, then Foxtrot Lady is going to drift a little bit.
Yeah.
Foxtrot Lady who represents Jeff Smith, Andrew Boarding and David Probert. Of course, they are very much the Dassing Star team who landed a huge punt a few years ago. And, of course, the colours of the mighty Loxong. Jeff Smith's colours synonymous with Goodwood. They won the Sussex Stakes with Chief Singer back in the day, who beat Roussillon, one of the great Sussex Stakes. We know we all love those purpley colours with the light.
And he's given so much to the game over the years as well. You'd like to see success for
him. Persian Punch won two Goodwood Cups for Jeff.
And there's a lovely plaque to Persian Punch here as well at Goodwood. Kind of surprised Dancing Star actually.
Joanna's just gone low. Everyone's gone low. She's talking into the phone like it's like she's singing like this could be the end of the world for Declan Carroll. I think the way this draw is going, if we ever see Declan Carroll again, we're going to be lucky. His day is being ruined by Joanna Mason. Gradually, it's getting worse and worse and worse.
So Growl currently about a 10-1 shot, and now drawn in stall 10 for Richard Fahey.
I've got a good draw though for the draw, Emmett, because like admittedly I've got you on one side, but Joanna on the other side is a big plus.
I'm pretty sure you're happier to be beside Joanna.
As the draw has gone, I've done well.
I should point out that when Matt went off on that tirade at the very
start. Here she goes. Here goes Joanna. She's gone seven. Everyone. Seven. Dramatic news on the podcast. Mason has gone seven. Is Declan happy with that?
Yeah, happy with that. It was obviously depending on the kind of fancied horses and the ones going forward, so that's the choice.
Declan, if you're on the end of the phone, Joanna's done a terrific job. And remember, if you don't win, you can blame her. So that is seven for just another bottle.
As Matt Chapman throws Joanna under the bus on the ITV Racing Podcast, I should point out that when Matt went off on that rant, that tirade, there are people sitting in the row in front of us, and they just turned around and are like, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? We've all been building up to this all week. And you're just like, nah, it's a load of nonsense, this. Poor old Rishi's up there doing his best.
Look.
It's like, this is a nonsense.
If people are going to tune into a podcast about a draw, you've got to give it a different tilt, Emmett. And there's either me or you, and now there's Joanna Mason.
And now and we've got Joanna on the podcast as well. A nice bonus.
Yeah.
So the latest that we have for you as we melt in the sunshine is Foxtrot Lady is drawn in stall 9, Growl in stall 10, George Bowen coming out of stall 12, Just Another Bottle coming out of stall 7. But as Matt was pointing out, it's all the stand side is what the trainers were going for very much earlier on. There could be a bit of drama here in the sense that...
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to bring George Baker across. George, of course, recently retired jockey.
Absolutely.
And this would be a good moment for George to show us what he can do on ITV Racing. As you never know, George, there could be a job come day. So make the most of it. Just George, as a former jockey, does the draw make really that much difference in a race like this? Would it change your life?
Well, it makes a bit of a difference if the ground is preferred one side. But for me, you just want to be where the pace is, really.
Yeah. So if I was saying beforehand, if I was a trainer, I'd be writing down on a bit of paper the front runners in a race and see where they're drawn. And if four front runners were, say, drawn 13, 14, 15, 16, I'd be happy to be somewhere near them.
Yeah, exactly. So the likes of Spring Loaded, who hasn't been drawn out yet, he'd be sort of a genuine pacemaker, and you'd want to be drawn to him because you know the race is going to develop near him.
How did Stewart's Cut go for you?
I didn't win it anyway.
Okay, George, that was great. Thank you very much, George Baker, who didn't win
George,
the Stewards' Cup.
Of the horses declared, and obviously we haven't seen everything fully drawn yet, but who would you want to be on if it was your day? If you were here, where would you want to be drawn, first of all, and who would you want to be riding on the day?
I want to be middle of the track, ideally, and I would have. I felt something like Lancelot Dulac, who's very good around here. What you want to be on. Right, I've got to go.
And now George is being drawn up.
I tell you what, Emmett, I've just beckoned over our chief, Ed Chamberlain, who goes very well in big handicaps, calls Tiger Roe in the Grand National. Ed, you'll have studied this race for months. What horse are you quietly fancying in the Stewards' Cup?
Well, there's a very rich owner breeder who's involved in one of these horses, multi-millionaire called Kevin Blake. So George Bowen is my selection to win the Stewards' Cup.
To frank that Wokingham form. And come out and get the job done.
Thank you very much to the chief. Great to have the chief. He's looking very suave. Because this is a podcast, he's wearing a blue jacket. He's wearing sort of creamy white pants and some rather shoes that haven't been shined for a long time.
Of course, you could just watch ITV.
Wasp.
You could just watch ITV and see what he's wearing a little bit later on.
But not everyone can, Emmett. They're in the car. Imagine they could watch it on the hub, couldn't they?
So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You want to tune in for your dulcet tones and for Ed's action as well, of course.
So should we go through a few we don't know? Spring Loaded has come out in 19. So let's just rattle through the list
again, going high.
Yeah, we've got almost all of them. So let's go through them. Gifted Masters, 25. Spring Loaded
is 19.
George Bowen in 12.
Lancelot Dulac, 15.
Aeolus is 21.
Just Another Bottle, 7.
Tis Marvelous is 5.
Growl, 10.
You mean growls?
Growl,
10. Silent Echo is 11.
Gunmetal is in 13.
Watchable, which ITV is 27.
Toopy, 26.
Come On, Irene is 17.
Hadaf, 14.
Foxtrot Lady, one of the market leaders, in 9.
Marie of Lyne, 6.
Glendamoyne Lady, a lad, I should say, is in 2.
Unless he's at a sex change. Petosh Aside, 1.
Petok what? Quench Dolly is 8.
Atletico, 20.
Ah, yes, Atletico loves to finish second. Solar Flare, 4.
Muska, 22.
That's Musica, 22. Open Muska. Wide is 16, or love a fast pace.
Barrington, 24.
Reputation, ours has gone during this podcast, 28.
Polly Vinny, 18.
Poyle Vinny, 18. Mahoob, 23.
Swift approval from Matt Chapman, number 3. Give me your 2 on the shortlist for this Unibet Stewards Cup live on ITV Saturday.
I will go with Tis Marvelous, who'll be about a 12-1 shot. And I will go, you know, I'm going to be very boring. I'm going to go with Spring Loaded, who's just in really good form.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Spring Loaded as well. I'm going to follow you in there, and I'm going with George Bowen. And you might think that is pure Kevin Blake bias. I promise you it's not. That horse has transformed in form this season, and I think coming out of stall 12 could be fascinating for Richard Fahey. Highlight of the week so far for you before we wrap up?
The highlight of the week so far for me has been the lady I met in the bar last night. Right, I tell you what, you can watch the Unibet Stewards Cup on ITV Saturday afternoon. Do not miss it, Emmett.
And also, you did a podcast for ITV with Mr. Frankie Dettori yesterday, which is a fascinating listen.
It's proving to be one of the podcast big hits of the year.
Absolutely. It's going to be in for an award, not necessarily because of the content, but because of the production done by Jack. Yeah. But don't miss out on that. Frankie Dettori back in action.
Although,
today,
to be fair, Jack could have spent a bit more time producing his beard than he did the podcast. Nothing worse than a beard with food in it.
Just check out Twitter to see Jack's beard a little bit later on. What are you most looking forward to still to come on ITV Racing?
I think the Nassau is a good renewal. And the Stewards' Cup is a good... Look, I'm in the betting ring. The Stewards' Cup is always a betting race, and you look for the start of a big gamble. And as I said at the top of this excellent podcast, there have been big gambles in this type of race in recent times. And these conditions are good for a gamble because, as I've also said, everyone knows what ground they're going to be running on at the weekend. It'll be fast, it'll be quick, it'll be lightning. Speed will be the essence. And a bit like a night out for you, Emmett. Anyway,
absolutely,
that's another story. We better go quickly before we say something we shouldn't.
And one more question for
yes.
you. We've seen almost sold out crowds here. Beautiful weather. What's the betting ring been like? What's the atmosphere been like down there?
You know what? I don't think it's been crazy, but no betting rings are anymore. We shouldn't, you know, you can't beat around the bush and say, you know, this is just, you know, lines of people lining up. A lot of people bet on their phones these days. There are lots of different ways to bet. But what it is there's an atmosphere, and why we always need bookmakers on a British racetrack is because it brings atmosphere to the races that you don't get at other places around the world. So I would never do away with bookmakers because this is, you know, part of British racing. But to suggest the trade in the ring is what it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago, I would be lying. But it's vital to ITV racing, and it is essential there is someone out there in the betting ring for every show.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a terrific plea from Matt Chapman. You can see him on ITV Racing. And
it's
the
actually, essentially, it's me as well. There is no one else who could quite do it like I do it.
There's a guy called Brian Gleeson who joins every now and again.
Never heard of him.
There is only one.
Never, ever
there
heard
is
of him.
Only, there's the one and
sounds
only
sounds
like
Chapman, an umpty to me.
And it's got to be poor old Brian not even here to defend himself. He's currently getting soaked in Galway, and we are enjoying the sunshine here. Matt Chapman, pleasure as always. You can watch Matt Chapman on Saturday, and we will be back with you very soon with the ITV Racing Podcast from the Stewards' Cup draw. God bless.